everybody. Welcome to Cracking the Spine. My name is Sean.
I'm Zane.
I'm the other guy, Josh.
This is clearly episode 97.
Clearly.
Of our 97 long episodes.
Clearly.
We're getting close to our goal, which is...
Our goal?
420 episodes.
When we launched this podcast, we said there was going to be 100 episodes.
We did?
Is that a thing that we did?
Ask Lauren, you guys.
I don't know who that is. Who's Lauren? Lauren Graham?
And point of fact.
Laura Dern?
Lauren is the person, if you listen to the first five episodes of the show, I think it's five. You were on episode six, right, Zane?
Because Lauren... You did a couple without anyone.
Okay.
But they were Lauren, just cricket sounds.
Lauren moved to Colorado, but
what?
In fairness...
Oh no, Lauren's gone.
She's okay.
She Denvered herself.
She still
Shit.
She still listens to the show. But it was Lauren's brainchild to do a podcast. This was not my idea.
We stole it from her.
Well, she gave it to us. Not the same.
Are you sure about that?
Pretty
I didn't
sure.
see any lawyers.
I've seen some lawyers.
For this, though.
No, I've not seen any lawyers for this yet. Thank
God, she's going to come back.
Thank the Kraken.
Thank the Kraken.
Yeah. The Greek god of the Kraken? The guy who lives under the
Poseidon.
Water?
Poseidon.
No, the Kraken.
The Kraken is the god of the Kraken?
Yeah.
The Kraken is a
the
monster.
The god of your butt.
Oh, my God.
Whose butt?
Everybody's butt. The Kraken. Everybody has a Kraken in their butt.
My butt?
Not everybody.
Everybody has a Kraken.
The Coneheads don't.
Is that true?
Do you remember they get naked at that one part when he's in
there? I've never seen
You've never seen the Coneheads?
No, I have not seen the Coneheads.
That seems like something you would have seen since it's Gen X as fuck.
You've never seen Coneheads?
It's crazy.
I mean, I've seen the sketch from SNL and it's not funny.
It's weird to me that you've never seen Coneheads.
Right? Thank you, Zane. Thank you, Zane. Thank you.
You're surprised that I've not seen a terrible Dan Aykroyd movie?
I mean, yes. Your favorite movie of all time is Revenge of the Nerds.
Okay, so
that's
A,
super
that's
true.
Incorrect.
And your favorite album of all time is Sports.
By Huey Lewis and the News.
Fun fact, that album is actually called Sport. There's no S on the end of it. It's
Sports.
Just called Sport. No, nope.
It's called Sports, isn't
no,
it?
No, it's not.
Sports.
It's called Sport.
She knows.
But the...
Yeah, I know.
The time... No, he pointed to your Alexa. There's probably a good 15 years between Revenge of the Nerds and Coneheads. So
No. Revenge of the Nerds came out in like 1986.
No.
84.
83.
I'm gonna say 84.
When did Coneheads come out?
92? 93?
That's a good 10 years. Between 83 and 93.
You said 15.
You did say.
Okay.
Well,
regardless, I haven't seen Coneheads, so I don't understand why the Kraken isn't their god. But he's my god. I pray to the Kraken every night.
All right.
Release.
It's almost Easter.
Sweet release.
Sweet release of my Kraken.
From this Dan Aykroyd hell.
I feel like Dan Aykroyd prays for that too.
Dude, he's crazy. Did you ever watch that documentary that's like free on YouTube?
No.
Where he talks about ghosts and stuff? Dude's lost it. He's lost it.
How is that guy not dead? Like, I mean, I don't wish him any
that
ill.
But that guy, like, somehow ridiculously outlived all of his...
He out-partied everyone,
yeah.
Like...
He's fried now,
dude. He out-partied John Belushi. Like, he would go to a party with John Belushi, and John Belushi would be like, nah, man, it's too much. I have to die now.
He fucking believes in ghosts.
We need to read...
That's it. That's the answer.
There's your answer.
He probably owns a real crystal skull. It gives him thetans or some shit.
He wasn't in that movie. That was Harrison Ford.
But I had that vodka.
I bought Zane that vodka for Christmas.
How buzz it, Zane?
Yeah, Bane.
Did you break it all
up?
Yo, 97 episodes, we still got it. Lauren.
Nice.
Stay where you are. Zane, what are you reading?
SpaghettiOs.
I did not have any time for reading this week.
Sounds like a Josh
I'm
situation.
I'm the new Sean.
Yeah. Not me. I read.
Remember that time you didn't read anything?
No, I remember that I didn't finish a book.
Yeah, I remember. Anyway, next up is still The Fifth Season by N.K. Jemisin, which I am really excited to read. I just haven't had time to sit down and start it.
What is that, like... Swinter? Wing?
I don't know yet. You asked me that last week, and I still don't know what the fifth season is. I feel like
verbatim you asked that last week.
Recycling jokes, Al Gore.
I don't remember the things I do.
Wait, why does Al Gore... Oh, because he's recycling. Got it. Never mind. As the question was coming out, I figured out the answer.
Man, I'm just too smart for this room.
That's not saying much. It's me and Josh.
Yeah.
Sean, what are you reading?
I have not yet finished the same book I was reading last week.
Damn!
That's the problem when we have weeks in a row that we do this.
When we went 2 months, yeah. I could be like, yo, I read this and this and this.
I'm a genius.
And we can pretend like it was a week.
Yeah.
And now that we're like back on a schedule, it's like, man.
Can't pretend.
If only people could actually listen to the show instead of Podomatic shitting the bed on us.
Podomatic, get fricked.
For real.
Yeah.
We're going to look for a new host. And we maybe talked about not actually saying that to people yet, but I'm at a point now where we're like 3 weeks into this.
Man.
And I am fucking furious with Podomatic. So listeners, if you have any clout or social media accounts, just fucking throw Podomatic under the bus. I don't care. I don't care.
Also, clearly, we feel your pain. If you are experiencing trouble with iTunes and, you know, thusly Podomatic, clearly, you know, we're in the same boat. Like, we're right there with you. We are trying to get things back on track as much as we can. Sean has been pulling his hair out this week trying to fix it.
If you're
pulled
listening beard to this,
out, if he pulled his beard out. His face is bald.
If you're hearing
that's
this.
That's not even a joke.
If you're hearing this, thank you for finding us. And or thank you, Podomatic, for finally using the money that we paid you 2 months ago to fix the thing that you fucked up in the first place.
Yay!
Like, seriously, if you guys are out there thinking about starting your own podcast, host it somewhere that isn't Podomatic.
It's bad. It's real bad. But everything's really bad now. Everything...
Well, Josh is on like 7 podcasts, and he's getting really ready to travel to, Senegal?
Senegal, yeah. I'm going to Trinidad and Tobago.
Yeah, Josh
to do what?
Is literally an international podcaster now. Like, literally.
Not yet.
No, he went to Canada last week.
I went to Canada once.
For a podcast?
No.
Yeah.
For a podcast.
I'm sorry.
Only for your
internet
dumb...
internet show?
Only for your dumb sex vacations. That's what honeymoons are. They're just sex vacations.
Honestly, when you're married, that's all vacations are.
Dude, right? That's all any vacation should be.
Hopefully, babe, if you're listening.
Ugh, that's your sister.
No, that's my wife.
For now.
Anyway, so I have not...
2 years this episode.
I have not yet finished.
Who's got a beard here still? I don't know, maybe Josh does.
What's his name?
Sean.
I have not yet finished After the Fall, but I did get another book out of the library, and it's Brandon Sanderson's, Mistborn, and it's the first book of the Mistborn series, and the reason I got it out is because it's a trilogy, and Brandon Sanderson's one of those, he's a high fantasy author, and...
How high?
Like, not umlauts, but...
you need umlauts.
Like tertiary worlds.
Okay.
Okay.
That means third party.
And what I was told by a friend of mine is that the main character of this trilogy, like the Quoth of this trilogy, is me.
You mean Quoth? Quothy?
Is it like that I am this guy.
Oh, really?
So
here's my prediction. I'm ready to lay down a prediction. You will not think it's you. You'll read it and you'll be like, that's not true. I bet you $100 you're going to not think it's you.
Well, I am prepared. I'm reading it because I want to see how other people see me, if that makes any sense. Like,
with our eyes.
Zane's giving me a look. Zane is giving me a...
Dude, am I right?
Scans.
Am I right? He's going to be like, that's
this
cool.
is not going to end Sean being
yeah, this isn't gonna,
super happy
this isn't
with what he
good.
Reads.
Yeah, this isn't
no,
gonna
it could come out as a big compliment. Like,
it's not going
to. Yeah. Josh, that there could be someone who'd be like, yo, I think Quoth is Josh. Like, and then you read...
Well, he is.
But then you read... That's what I mean. Like, and you hear that without having read any of the books, and then you read the books, and you're like, yo, that's a high compliment. Like,
oh, yeah,
like,
for sure, yeah.
Like someone...
Well, there will be redeeming qualities to this character if this is written by not, like, a dum-dum.
What if he shaves his beard off in page 97?
would be crazy.
And his friend Lauren moves to Colorado.
You mean Colorado.
Yeah, that's a lot of umlauts. Josh, what are you doing?
You know.
What are you doing?
Hanging out on this podcast. I went and saw the movie Ready Player One.
How was it? What'd you think?
It wasn't very good.
That's not what you said in text messages.
No, I said it's better than the book, which it is. It's like, I think we should do a show about it, but I don't want you guys to have to go see it, and I don't want you to pay for it. But we should talk about it. Because there is a serious, like, topic there. Like, the movie felt like a second draft of the book where they, like, fixed the shit. Like, where there's, like, not as many
issues. Like you're apologizing for it. Sounds like you enjoyed it, but you don't want to tell us that you enjoyed it.
I didn't enjoy it because it's still Ready Player One, and I know, like, but it's interesting to me to see, like, the things that they changed to make things, like, better? Like, to make it make sense and shit? Like, it's not just
my issue with the book was that it didn't make sense. The book made sense.
It just doesn't make sense.
Fucking ripped off from better books.
Yeah, I mean, it's fucking derivative as fuck still. There's like Matrix shit, but like you should see it. We should talk about it, but don't go pay for it. Comes out tonight. You want to go?
No, I don't.
I gotta go home
tonight. No, because if I go tonight, I have to pay for it. And you just said you don't want me to pay for it.
We can walk in.
You know what?
What?
You don't get to not weigh in on this.
Zane hasn't even read the book.
She's ignored it like it's
right,
a thing.
Right, that's what pisses me off about Zane.
That's one of the things.
Yeah, add it to the list of, yeah, listen to this book that you write in every week about the things we get mad about. Dude, you gotta read it. Because it's so bad.
That's why I don't want to read it.
But you have to.
I'm so tired of talking about this fucking book.
We're not talking about the book. We're talking about the movie that Josh loved.
Didn't love the movie.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying there's a discussion to be had about the things that are different and why it works better than the book ever could. The main character is still dog shit. Like, he's dog shit. He's worthless.
Wait, is he actually dog shit? I haven't read the book.
He's a pile of dog shit. At the end, he goes,
he puts on his goggles, and he gets into the Matrix, and he's like,
I'm dog shit. Pretty much.
Hey there, dog shit. How's it going?
I'm the coolest dog shit.
Give me some space weed. Oh, wait, that's the other one. Sorry, next book.
That one's even worse, though. Right?
So, somehow it is.
It makes Ready Player One look brilliant compared to that.
I wouldn't go that far.
So that's what I did this week.
That's somewhat literary.
Yeah, well, speaking I thought somewhat about
literary,
stuff.
Let's have a literary conversation.
No.
Well, let's take a break and think about it.
See you next week.
Thanks.
Episode 97, Cracking the Spine. I'm Zane.
I'm Sean.
I'm Josh.
Who's number 97, Josh? Who do we know that's a famous 97?
Your mother's butt.
I don't know if there is one on the...
Isn't that when you guys graduated from, like, grade school or something?
Yep.
Yeah, 1997. I was still in grade school in 1997.
Yeah.
Ninth grade.
No. Eighth grade is the end of grade school. Ninth grade is high school.
Well, good news. I was in sixth grade in 98.
Well, good news. We're talking about 97.
Damn, dude. You got
it's episode 97. I'm usually the one that fucks that up.
Oh.
Wait, you were in sixth grade? I was in ninth grade.
I was in sixth grade in 97.
We definitely wouldn't have been hanging out.
97, I was in college. And Zane and I were hanging out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because at that point, I was dating your sister for a year.
Paige. In 97, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, you dated Paige?
Yeah, she's a good egg, that one.
I thought it was an arranged marriage.
No.
Yeah.
No, there was no textile factory exchange.
I'll give you 47 goats.
My parents had no goats to give. Just daughters. And that's frowned upon in my culture. and most.
Most.
That I. Never mind.
I think I'm stupid.
Exactly. So, we've got a topic that we're going to discuss tonight.
Okay.
That's what we do on this show.
This topic brought to you by Hot Topic. Go to there and buy stuff about Invader Zim.
Hot Topic at some malls. Yo, I like the fake endorsement. That's a good one.
Yeah, it's good, right?
See, this comes from a listener named
okay.
Of...
Oh.
You wrote it down. That's why...
I thought you were telling me.
God, I was trying
me.
To kick it to you.
Nicholas McCaskey.
Who... Josh? You've gotten a little bit lazy on that of late.
I want to be known for more than just my amazing klaxon sounds.
Try a different noise next time.
I've got a whole soundboard on my phone we can try.
Kiss my butt.
Kiss my butt.
winning. anyway, he kicked us the last topic, too, that we did, right?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
He was the sports topic
sports.
Guy. Yeah, yeah. So we're gonna go back to that well again. And
we're not talking about sports again.
No, we're not.
Sports.
Nope. Again, no.
Sports.
Still not.
Oh.
It's a good album.
One of these times. It's his favorite.
It's sport.
Sports.
He says it's sport. It's not. It's sports.
It's not. All right, but the topic is listening to music/podcasts whilst reading. Can you do it? And this is, I'm reading from the email. I sure can't listen to the latter, and the former is highly dependent on both media being compatible. E.g., I studied to the Skyrim and FTL, Josh?
Faster Than Light.
Soundtracks, but couldn't listen to music with lyrics. I could probably read Ernest Cline while listening to black metal because it distracts me and requires significantly less mental energy to take in, which even Zane couldn't do. That's parenthetical on my
part. He didn't say it.
Email.
Yeah, that was an ad lib.
And the end of the paragraph is, I should have listened to your show before I handed over enough hard cash on those fine pieces of literature, and then in parentheses he adds, I bought both of them secondhand for about $10. Those are the two Ernest Cline novels. That would be
Atrocities.
Ready Player One and
Armada.
Thank you, Josh. Armada. So the big question is, do we listen to music while reading? Do we listen to podcasts while reading?
Oh my god, I can't even listen to podcasts when I'm like listening to podcasts.
Yeah.
I get distracted a lot if I'm listening to a podcast.
I can cross that one out like straight away. The only time I can listen to podcasts is when I'm in the car.
Yeah.
And my drive has to be longer.
Over 2 hours.
It has to be longer than the podcast.
Yeah.
Like I can't listen to a half hour podcast on 2 15-minute drives.
No, I can't do that. That's crazy. The only podcast I would listen to is Hardcore History, and they're like 5 hours long. So if I'm going like a really far away trip.
How can you listen to a podcast that's 5 hours long?
It's so fast. It's so amazing.
That's insane to me.
It's great. You should listen to it. It's great. That dude, Dan Carlin, he's great. He's a smart guy.
I believe you.
It's great. It's a great podcast.
I know that there are a lot of people that are doing great work in the podcast world.
Like us.
Cracking the spine. Thanks, guy outside who loves us.
Shut up, Dan. who do really good work that goes longer than I have the attention span for. But, like, I can't have that attention span.
It's tough, man. Like, I definitely can't read with music on, and I definitely can't read when TV is on, or like a movie, unless it's a movie there's all these rules I have. Unless it's a movie I've seen a million times.
Right, that makes sense.
Like, and I can just be like, yeah, whatever.
It becomes background.
Yeah, it's like just the noise to make my brain stop thinking about one day I'm gonna die. So that's what I need. And then, but like, I need like quiet, but I don't like that though.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like when it's super quiet. I can like hear my own fucking heartbeat in my head and shit. I don't like that. So what's his name? Sorry, I'm sorry.
Nicholas.
Nick. He said Skyrim. I could do that while reading if I read.
Well said.
Yeah, Josh is getting back in it. Everyone loves Josh again.
That happens to me when I'm reading. I need the room to like feel a certain way when I'm reading, like especially when I'm home and it's quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And
like a sensory experience, you mean?
Yeah. Like if it's, I don't know, if it's too quiet in the room or the light isn't just right, Yeah, I don't love reading.
Mm-hmm.
And so trying to find a way to, like, fill up the rest of the room, but also, like, not intrude on my brain too much, that can be hard. I will say I could listen to the Skyrim soundtrack.
All the time.
All the time, forever, during any activity. Wintertime,
perfect. Yeah. Summertime, also perfect.
But while reading?
Listening to the Skyrim soundtrack anytime, 10 out of 10. Listening to the Skyrim soundtrack when it's snowing.
Oh, 20 out of 10.
Yeah, man.
And you got, like, some mead, but it's just, like, a Yingling or whatever.
I do.
You got a mammoth dust, but it's really just some illegally, you know, imported ivory sash.
Not anymore. Thank you, Donald Trump.
I also really like the Fallout 4 soundtrack.
Fallout Boy? You heard it here first. Zane loves Fallout Boy.
Which is more like ambient than the Skyrim soundtrack.
You heard it here. Zane takes ambient to fall asleep
and listens to Fallout Boy.
Yeah.
No, but then, yo, no, that's a great soundtrack.
I'm sorry, too.
Yes.
He gets me going. He gets me going.
I love it when Zane is, like, done.
Each other going.
Yeah, we do.
Sometimes.
Dude, that soundtrack is great, but then fucking, I'm the type of guy to burn the dirt. That comes on and you're like, no, stop playing fucking Wanderer. Oh, my God.
Doesn't the Fallout soundtrack have Bongo, 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 I don't want to leave the Congo. No, 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 no. No, that's...
That's not that game,
that's
no.
the Vegas one. The
that's
Vegas
New
Fallout.
Vegas. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I actually... So that is connected to what I was going to say, which is I can only listen to music that I know really well when I'm reading. And I don't know Fallout very well or Skyrim very well. Like, Skyrim doesn't become ambient to me. I listen too hard to it.
Mm.
Like, I'm focused on the music more than I am on the reading. So, like, it's not that I need lyrics. I just need music that I know. So, actually, what I really like to listen to when I'm reading is... it's a recording I have on my phone of Beethoven's 9th from the London Symphony.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the one I know. It's the Ode to Joy. It's,
The graduation song.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Vitamin C.
No.
Something.
Last forever.
And then we're gonna go to college.
Are you even listening to me?
Date other people.
Yes, I'm listening. You do Ambien. Keep going.
Oh,
zing. A zing zing.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, though, because, like, so my brain doesn't work that way. Some people's brains definitely do. There was a guy,
like I just said about.
Yeah, there was a guy. What's his? A scientist. I forget his name.
Sean Curran. Scott Curran.
Bother me, but he talks about he's dead now.
Stephen Hawking.
Feinstein, I think is his last name. Shit, it's gonna really.
Dennis Feinstein.
Dennis Feinstein from Parks and Rec.
Maury from Maury's Wigs.
Yeah, Maury from Maury's Wigs. He did like a thing, like, and he talks about like a
Feynman.
Richard Feynman. He's the guy who figured out what was wrong with the Challenger when the Challenger blew up.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Richard Feynman. Yeah.
Yeah.
We got there, Zane.
We got there. He talks about how people's brains, like, he would have his friends, like, do certain problems, and some of them could do, like, multiple things, but other people think, like, in letters, while other people think in, like, patterns and shit. So I can't listen to a pattern, which is just music, and read, because I'm doing two different things. Like, my brain works two different ways, like, patterns and words. Like, I can't, like, combine them.
That makes sense.
So, like, when I do put on, like, Skyrim or listen to something, whenever there is music on or whatever, I zone out if I'm reading. And then I come back and I'm like, and I get sucked back to the music sometimes. I'm like, oh, there's music on. Oh, fuck, you know?
There's that thing of, like, when you're reading and I know we've talked about this before, but that phenomenon of, like, so you have the page on the left and the page on the right and you read the entirety of the page on the left. And you're, like, halfway through the page on the right, and you go, wait, what did I
write to that?
That fucking sucks so much.
I hate that.
That sucks.
It's either you're in so much of a hurry, or the book is so dead. Like, I don't know what it is.
It's a weird,
like, There's that moment of, like, I just turned three pages, and I have no idea what happened to it.
That used to happen to me when I would come home from when we worked together. I would be like in Doylestown, and then the next thing I would know, I'd be like almost
home. Highway Hypnosis.
And I'd be like,
scares the crap out of me.
Is that a thing?
What's a great name? Fuck.
Yeah, Highway Hypnosis is when you like, you just zone out while you're driving and you're like abiding all traffic laws and everything, but then you kind of come to a little bit later. It's what Josh was just saying. It happens a lot on commutes, like a drive you do all the time. And you can get most of the way home and realize, like, it happens to me a lot, and I'm like, was that? I really hope that was a green light.
Right. Dude, that's so scary.
Yeah, I fucking hate highway hypnosis, man. Huh. That shit sucks.
It's like reading hypnosis, reading ripnosis.
But I can, what about like, so when I listen to podcasts, sometimes I listen to them in the car.
Cracking the spine.
Like,
thanks, guy outside.
Cracking the spine.
thanks, Zane inside.
Sometimes I listen to it in the car, but a lot of times what I'll do is I'll listen.
Wait, you listen to us?
Yeah, I listen to us.
Oh my God.
I do too.
I also listen to our show. That was a test. You passed. Let's go on. Sorry, Zane.
But I listen to it like on my computer while I'm doing stuff like on the internet. Like that I seem to be able to like.
See, I can't do that.
I can
either.
Like check emails and like read blogs and stuff while I'm listening to a podcast. Like that's no problem. But and it's the same way, like I can do all that crap. I can't listen to a podcast and watch TV. But
no.
Like I can multitask in a lot of ways. But I can't really do anything else while I'm reading.
See, podcasts for me are like an exclusive. It is exclusively limited to commuting.
Yeah, driving. That's how I feel too.
Like, well, or if you have to fly somewhere,
or
you backlog a couple episodes.
I do like listening to podcasts while I'm cooking.
Oh no, I need music when I'm cooking. I need like.
I listen to music.
Like I also am an adult who makes myself food and others I love.
I know, sweetie.
Wait, you make food and people that you love? Who do you mean that you love?
I don't love anyone.
Just little clay figures and you're like, I love you.
Hair dolls I make.
He's like a necromancer. Leave him alone.
No, necromancers kill. They don't make. That's necro. It's right there in the title. Necro.
I'm the guy from Skyrim. I'm the wizard man.
The pause screen guy.
Yes.
You can zoom in.
It's a really good minute. It's a really good visual in this audio podcast.
That I'm doing it. They can't tell. Shut up. That's my secret identity. Sean. Spider-Man.
What about other, like, multitasking?
It's funny Josh mentioned earlier about the inability or difficulty with handling different kinds of input at the same time. Because we used to do this exercise in the improv group that I work with where you would have a person stand on your left and stand on your right and whisper 20 seconds worth of a story into your ear.
Yeah.
And then you had to try to repeat them back.
Right.
And I was really good at that. And then like we moved beyond that. So I'd have a person on my left ear, a person on my right ear, and two people in front of me miming a story. And I could repeat all four of the stories.
That's crazy.
We got to six. I got to six. I could repeat
six
20-second stories and only lose a few details on them. And it's weird to me that to hear you say like that you can't put together words and patterns because I can't. There's like I'm locked into the ways that I have to do things.
Right.
But I also think that there's enough ability in my brain to. Adjust to the I'm very in the moment kind of a person, and I feel like podcasts aren't listening to a podcast is not in the moment.
Listening to a podcast is making
a conscious decision to
listen
to something that was already done.
Yeah, and you can pause it, and it's like you're in control of it. That's the thing too, right? Like it's not like a radio program or a TV show back in the day when you were like, I gotta watch this. Like. That's not going
to
be on anymore.
Yeah, like listening to Sports Talk or listening to NPR, like that, you're in the moment. Right. Like that's its own thing. And I'm really good at like listening to NPR and driving and, you know, not sending text messages because that's illegal, but maybe sending text
I don't ever do that. You guys probably know that.
Don't do that.
I don't do that. That's what I said from the jump. I don't do that.
Good.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I think maybe just there's different parts of my brain work separate from, because like, Zane and I both played guitar in some way, and that is a lot of doing one thing with one hand and another thing with another hand. I can do that. I can't play drums, though. So I can't...
Is it moving the arms and legs
together? It's too many things. And maybe that's just because, like, I can do, like, a basic beat or whatever, but I can't do, like, complicated, like, off, like, rhythm shit like that and, like, multitask like that.
I can't play any instruments. I have no ability to make music outside of my voice. Like, I can't.
Which
know
is
that.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
I'm more interested in, like, so when what we were talking about a little bit before, Josh, we were talking about, like, creating a feeling.
Yeah.
Like, that's the part that I get stuck on. It's not really my ability to concentrate on one thing or the other. It's how they mix.
Okay, yeah.
It's so bad for me, and a lot of times, a lot of the reasons I think I don't sit down and read is because, like, I'm uncomfortable. Like, I can't, like, I don't have, like, a husband. I don't mean, like, a partner that's a man. Like, one of those pillows. And I can't sit and read.
I know exactly what you mean. Zane's giving me a look.
What?
Like...
A husband? They're called husbands.
The pillow with the back. Yeah.
You have one right there.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
It's a pillow with a back and arms.
Okay.
So Zane has two husbands. You freaking sicko.
She's a big
three! She said three!
Yeah.
Whoa.
Hey.
Wow.
Listen, I'm not here to judge, but...
But, like, so I'll sit there...
Not guilty.
And it'll be dark in my, like, office, and the light's weird, and I don't want to turn the light on, and
Well, and for me, it can, like, if the room is, like, really cold and uncomfortable, or, like, the light is bad...
Yes.
Or if there's, like, a weird feeling in the room, if it's not, like, really warm and cozy... It can bleed into the book for me.
But can I ask you a question? Isn't there, because I know you and I have very similar reading habits and very similar tastes. If you start a book, you're like 20 to 25 pages into a book that you have started in a comfortable situation. Like everything was right when you started the book, but you had to stop. Don't you find that it's easier to get back into the book regardless of extenuating circumstances if the book itself is great?
Yes.
Like, isn't the conditions of, let's call them perfectibility, of the sensory experience, isn't that only important to get the book started?
Yes, but this is kind of what I'm talking about, is it can bleed into the book.
Okay.
And then,
yeah.
Like, so if it's not right, then the next time I pick it up, it's like...
But the book itself can,
like,
also
it
bleed into...
It infects the book a little bit, but if the book is really great and I have this, like, great, like, feel to it and everything, then yeah, I can read it anywhere.
Right.
But if I push it too much...
Push it to the limit.
And...
Huey Lewis.
I start to associate the book and, like, the story and the feel of the book and everything with being uncomfortable, being, like, cold, being grumpy or whatever.
Right.
And then I'm not going to want to keep reading the book and it can infect
it.
So, like, for me, putting on music or having the lighting be just right, or even sometimes what I do when I read, honestly, like, if I read in the living room, I'll turn the TV on, but then I mute it.
Just so there's
because
a thing.
It
yeah,
fills
I know.
The room.
I know.
Yep.
I know,
like,
exactly what you're saying.
It has to be just right.
It's the Futurama, sleeping with Futurama. It's
it
the
is.
Same shit.
I
go the other way where it's like I will watch TV and then go, okay, I need to read, and then mute. Like, it's not like I'm going to sit down and read.
Yes.
It's I'm watching TV. There's really nothing on that I want to watch.
Right.
Yes. I'm going to mute the TV now and. Yeah.
Yep.
It's so weird. Like, people are fucking weird.
We're weird.
We're crazy.
Human beings are lunatics.
We're overstimulated. The fact of the matter is we're
really we can't sit. We just can't sit down. Like, it's a fucking serious problem. And I'm the king of, like, being like, why? What am I doing? Like,
you're the king of so many things.
Thanks. King of
my heart.
Oh, baby. Four husbands.
I'm up to four tonight, man.
King of loving Ernest Cline movies.
Oh, my God.
Just saying.
He also wrote, I didn't know this. We might have talked about this. He also wrote that movie where the kids go to steal the episode one. He wrote that movie. I didn't know that.
South Park?
No. Fanboys, I think it's called.
Oh.
Which is a bad movie.
I am familiar. I am familiar that movie exists. I did not know that it was him. I've never seen it. I never will. I will eventually see Ready Player One. I know.
No, you should. You should see it.
It's Steven Spielberg, and as we talked about earlier, and saying I don't want to belittle the point, but as we talked about earlier, I think it should have been done by Robert Zemeckis. I feel like this is more of a movie than a film.
Oh, don't worry. They talk about him in the movie.
Of course they do, because they have to, because his DeLorean is all over the
place. They have a thing. It's like, I'm just going to say it. If you don't want to, I don't care. Fuck you. Spoilers. It doesn't really matter to the overall story. They have a device. It's a Rubik's Cube. It's like an artifact or whatever. And it's called like the Zemeckis Cube. And I'm like at this point, I'm like, okay.
You're not convincing Zane to read this book at all.
Well, that's not even in the book. That's the movie.
How many horses are in it?
17, I think. I mean, there's like so many. It's the movie they go into, War Horse. No. My Little Pony.
Oh, Jesus.
No.
You don't know me
National
at all.
National Velvet.
What's the thing Zane likes about a movie with horses in it? Hot to Trot. That's it. Hot to Trot.
That's it. That's it. Second segment over. Come on. What's it called? Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yeah.
Foggy Bottom Boys with Matt Murdock.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to sports.
Hey, during the break, we found out a very important piece of trivia.
So important.
That we need to bring it up right now.
Sports!
Ernest Cline would be really disappointed with my lack of knowledge of the 80s, guys.
Guess you would have failed that.
But Zane and Josh are the Ernest Clines of this show, because they knew the right name of the Huey Lewis album, which I'm sure you listeners have probably figured out by now.
It's sports.
It's not sport.
It was sports.
However, I will say, Zane and Josh are unable to sing all of the cities from the Heart of Rock and Roll.
Very true.
I mean, they're American cities.
Yeah. Like from America.
I remember that Baton Rouge is one of them.
Oklahoma City, which for some reason, I don't even think was a city in 1985 or whenever that came out.
It was on the ballot.
It was
gerrymandered for all the white folk in Oklahoma City to vote for.
I think back then it still belonged to the Native Americans.
I was going
to
say, the Native Americans were like, can we vote too? And they were like, no.
Here's some blankets. Go away.
Go snuggle these blankets.
Yeah, these are real comfy ones.
We're going to delete all this.
No, right? We're keeping it.
Facebook. Third segment. Twitter.
I'm right. We're keeping it. Zane and I were right. It goes in. Sean was wrong.
Josh was letting me in on some editing secrets before you got here, Sean.
What was that?
How thorough I am.
Wait, what?
Josh, give away my
Josh's
secrets?
Secret
we can't
that
say that without saying
Josh's
it.
Josh's super secret editing secret is that he doesn't edit the show.
Yeah, I never edited the show either. I like fade it in and fade it out. Like, legit.
But I have like a template and I just like put it in. And then I have to find where secret was, like, I was going to write down where the breaks were, so I didn't have to even look for them.
No, you look for the three spots where we pause. And
but they're so small sometimes, like, I can't tell sometimes.
It doesn't matter if it's small. If it's there, you know how to find it.
No, I have to look. Oh, my God. I have to, like, scrub through it. I don't even want to do that.
No, actually, it was a clit joke, but okay.
What?
Nothing.
A small? You like a small clit? I like a dick-sized clit. Leave this in. You know what?
I don't edit the show anymore.
You know what? Just make it a dick.
Memo to self. Leave this in.
Hey, future Josh, leave it in. Put something funny right here.
69, dude.
Thanks, Zane. Now I don't have to edit even more.
Thank you.
He doesn't edit because he doesn't listen.
Thank you sincerely to Nick for 2 weeks
in a row.
Yeah,
thank you, Nick.
Yeah, Nick.
If you want us to talk about your thing that you want us to talk about, send it to us.
Nick comes from a land down under.
Now he's stopped listening. Great, thanks.
No, he loves that song. That's like their national anthem.
No, their national anthem is probably about the queen and it has a didgeridoo in it, I guess.
Yeah. I come and play the didgeridoo down under.
You know I have a didgeridoo?
Yes, I do know that because you used to bring it to the office.
Yeah, that was real fun to work with.
Can you do like the circular breathing?
No, I can't do it anymore either. Like my mouth got bigger and the hole, like I can't do it. Like I can't, it's too big. My mouth's too big.
Your mouth's too big for the didgeridoo?
Yeah.
Well, maybe one day we'll find something to fill it. Tune in next week.
Hopefully.
Wait, that sounds like you're gonna tell them for what?
Yeah.
A discussion of Sean Penn's novel. A discussion
to find out what we fill Josh's mouth with.
Oh. Sean Penn's novel.
It might be Sean Penn's novel.
Or Sean's novel pen.
Pen 15
I'm pointing to my dick, you guys, because my name's Sean.
You kind of just pointed to your chest, though.
No, if you start on my chest, you know where you're going to end up.
Your head?
I hope.
Okay.
Nice. That's it. Bye.
No, we gotta tell them how to find us.
Facebook! At, if it still exists.
Yep.
Twitter, which probably still exists, at Cracking the Spine.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
Cracking the Spine Pod.
No.
Nope.
Cracking the Spine Show.
Certainly no. Not that.
Shit. Oh my god. At
Cracking Spine.
That's the one.
Oh, there we didn't get the?
Email us, crackingthespineshow@gmail.com.
No, because when we set up the account, it used to be that the name of, like, the at counted against your
oh, and it was like
character, and cracking right. The spine would have been three more characters.
We should have just done it. We should have, because we didn't know that there was going to be an extension.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And check out the subreddit.
We're trying to get a little more active on. Zane has always done a kick-ass job.
Thank you.
I'm trying to do better.
Way to go, Zane. I'm going to do stuff.
I get a gold medal, and the subreddit is Cracking the Spine Pod.
Yeah. I did know that one.
And I'd love for Podomatic to, you know, get their shit together and make our podcasts available for people. So.
Podomatic, if you're listening, why?
And people, if you're listening, ask Podomatic. Why?
Say, I want my Cracking the Spine Pods. I want my MTV.
Yo, are we the new I Want My MTV?
I want my MTV.
Yo, Mark Knopfler over here.
He never played with a pick.
Is that true?
He only finger picked.
Sick. Which,
speaking of clits.
He probably did that because he was in...
He also has a dinosaur named after him.
The Knopflersaurus?
Yeah.
What does it look like? Did it only play with not a pick?
No, I don't know what it looks like, but the team that found the new fossil was listening to a lot of Dire Straits.
Oh my god, that sounds horrible.
Well, they were fine with it.
I bet the dinosaur was like, I'm glad I'm dead. It's his teeth cracking.
We do the walk. Do the walk of life.
Oh my god.
Hey, we'll do the walk
hey it's like
life.
Every baseball game.
Yo, this is the one that they lost today, by the way.
They were winning.
They were up 5-0.
No, the Braves!
Yeah, they lost 8-5.
All right.
Season opener.
Shut the show down. Zane's bored.
Uh-huh.
All right, good night.
Good night.
'em out. Books. Check 'em out. At your library.